Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast.
Oh, hello. I'm just snacking on some bamboo right now.
No.
Okay, how about Amazon Kids Podcasts?
Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the Echo Tips Podcast, your weekly podcast for all things Amazon Echo. And as you could tell from our prelude today, we're going to be delving back into Amazon Kids because Dave accidentally signed up for a Kids Plus subscription. That's right. So you new listeners, welcome. I'm the host, David Ward. I'm an assistive technology instructor with the New Vision program at Goodwill here based in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Southwest Virginia. And if you're curious what you're listening to the Echo Tips Podcast in our sixth season, where we cover nuggetized episodes about everything Amazon Echo related. That includes skills, games, audio, books, home automation, things for parents, things for kids, things for caregivers, things for seniors, disability and accessibility related features. We just cover a wide swath of things. Oh, and don't forget AI, right? Everything, you got to brand it with AI now. We're going to be covering some new AI things as those come out as well. But this week, as I mentioned, we're going to be delving back into Amazon Kids Plus. We have covered that previously in episode 225. We'll actually be playing a little bit of a segment from that episode just to kind of re-gloss over some basic features. And also we'll cover some new things that weren't covered in that related to podcast for kids. We'll be covering some of the parental guidance features and search features. That ability to enable or disable little things that Johnny can turn on, and a little bit of pet peeves that Dave has. That's right, he'll break out the soapbox again a little bit for Amazon. But needless to say, there is a huge, huge amount of content that Amazon has purchased and got for kids and for parents that sign up for this package so that kids aren't bothered by advertisements, they're not upsold, they're not all this kind of stuff. And that's kind of a really kind of cute, nice concept behind this, but there's a lot of things that need improvement as well. So before we delve into that in any sort of depth, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast, and then, as always, we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
As I mentioned, this week we're going to be talking about Amazon Kids Plus, and that is the subscription service that parents can sign up for their little ones, starting as low as $4.99 a month if you're an Amazon Prime member, or if you buy an annual subscription, you even get a bigger discount. Now, conversely, it's a little more expensive if you're not an Amazon Prime member, and plus, if you have a number of different children, you might want to check up the specific details online, but I think generally that one package usually covers up to, I think, four or five kids, but please, by all means, check me before you hit the buy button on something like that. Okay, so, and as I said, we covered some of this back in episode 225, which may have covered some of those details as well. We're going to be using the wake word Ziggy on our Amazon Echo here, so unless you have an Echo at home that's using the wake word Ziggy, I probably shouldn't be able to trigger yours at home, and so you should be in the clear. We also presently have ours set to one of the children's voices, which I debuted last week, I believe, or recently, and that is the Panda Bear, just simply because I hadn't played with the Panda Bear one. Now, in fact, let's hear what that sounds like. Ziggy? What time is it?
It's 10:46 a.m.
Okay, so it's that simple. That's the Panda Bear there. And as you know, these personalities are kind of baked in. You got the dragon, the panda, you got the tiger, you got the hooting owl. So you got some of these, and it kind of bakes it into the humor. And when you ask something like a joke, or you ask something like the weather report for the day or something like that, you're going to get specialized kind of based on that kind of information. Now, what I thought we'd look at today is something I didn't cover back in Amazon 225, I don't believe. And that's the ability to kind of surface new content. Little Johnny can surface some content on his Amazon Echo. But I will highlight to parents that really this Amazon Kids Plus package is really a whole package for a wide variety of things. So just not the Amazon Echo. It has application to a kid's tablet. If they have a Fire tablet and you've got it set up for the kids, or you have a Fire TV for TV and movies and shows and stuff, and you can actually like set it over to Johnny's profile, and then it has all this free content, you're paying for it, but all this content that you've earmarked to be age-appropriate based on certain age ranges for little Johnny. Now, you can obviously customize that additionally and go in and block certain things that maybe you think is not appropriate for your 13-year-old or whatever, however old your kid is, and you can do that as well. But we're going to highlight, if you're using mostly if little Johnny is just using an Amazon Echo, it is kind of limiting today the ability to surface. But this is something designed, I think, to help surface new content, maybe like a new audiobook for little Johnny, or maybe a kids podcast program for Johnny, or skills like games or educational things. So let's give this a try. All right, so the phrase we would use is Amazon Kids. Ziggy, open Amazon Kids.
Hey, you're back.
I am.
Let's find more cool things we can do together. To get started, do you want skills, or stories, or music?
Skills.
I found a skill I think you'll like. Travel quest. Should I start it?
No.
Okay, I think you might like animal workout. Want to try it?
No. Sounds interesting.
Okay, how about the loud house challenge? Want to try it?
No.
All right, I have Sesame Street. Should I start it?
Yes.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
Okay.
Here you go. Hi. Welcome to Sesame Street. What would you like to do with Elmo today? Call about letters or play hide and seek?
Hide and seek.
Okay, let's call Elmo and see if you can find where he's hiding. He's a pretty good hider.
Ziggy, stop.
Okay, goodbye.
So you get kind of the idea there. So by going to Amazon Kids, just telling it to open Amazon Kids, you get access. It kind of triages you in a way, like, do you want music? Do you want a joke? Do you want story time? Do you want a book? Well, story time and books are the same thing. Sometimes we'll occasionally say podcast, but let's go back in and look. Now, skills there obviously would be games, educational tools. There's some really, really cool Marvel stuff. I think there might be some Barbie, Cartoon Network stuff in there, too. But I'm going to highlight a pet peeve of mine, which I mentioned earlier here. I'll get on my soapbox a little bit. But let's go back in. Ziggy, open Amazon Kids.
Hey, you're back. Let's find more cool things we can do together. To get started, do you want podcasts? Or jokes? Or skills?
Podcast.
Okay, getting Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling from Amazon Kids Podcasts. Resuming Arctic Fox.
Right now I wish I had fur.
Alright, so this is one I've been... I found before. So let's stop that. Ziggy, stop. All right, now let's try one more. Now, this is a separate skill you could just verbally activate. Little Johnny could just say, open Amazon Storytime or tell me a story, and I think that would work. In fact, let me just try that. You could, of course, do it in the skill that says, what was it again? Amazon Kids. But let's just try this. Ziggy, tell me a story.
Batter up.
Oh.
When the boy first saw the cat, he was surprised. Everyone was watching
Ziggy,
the batter,
stop.
A fan favorite who had been struggling at the plate recently.
Ziggy. Stop. All right, so this kind of leads me to a conclusion here. I want to see if Amazon Kids just launches Amazon Storytime. So let's give that a try. Ziggy, open Amazon Kids.
Hey there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got more fun things we can do together. To get started, do you want skills? Or stories? Or music?
Stories. Let's see what this triggers.
Okay. Here's a book I think you'll like, Soccer Spirit. Want to hear it?
No.
Okay, I think you might like Superstar. Want to try it?
Stop.
Okay. Anytime you want help finding things we can do together, just say, Alexa, open Amazon Kids.
Okay, so yeah, that kind of operated a little bit like the skills thing. It just kind of threw a smattering of books out for little Johnny. Don't like that. Don't like that. Now, if you do this, this seems to work a lot a little better because you allow what type of books he's wanting to look for. Let's try this. And you can sometimes use the phrase Audible in this. Like you could say play Heroes on Audible or play Adventure on Audible or play, I think, Science Fiction on Audible. That might work. But this will work as well and might be better for Johnny. Ziggy? Open Amazon Storytime.
You've unlocked Amazon Storytime for Amazon Kids, which includes exclusive princess and superhero stories. You can tell me your favorite kind of story, or say, bedtime, family, or spin the wheel.
Outer space?
Here's Astronaut for Hire by Katie Orcutt, presented by Amazon Storytime.
Oh. Ziggy, stop.
See you later, alligator.
All right, cool. All right, well, that's super neat. Let me shut her ears off here before I go on rambling here and about our little Ziggy here. So there are a number of other things that I just can't, we're not going to have time to cover today. There's some other Amazon things like Amazon Math for teaching your kids math. There's a pretty amazing, back in episode 225, we covered a news, like a daily news thing for kids, which they do a really good job on that as well. Really high production value stuff, especially from the Audible library for your kids. Now with that story time, say open Amazon story time, you actually could triage, like I said, outer space, you could somewhat triage or randomize the stories you got. But if you went through the Amazon Kid, just said open Amazon Kids and then said story time, it just kind of really kind of like, it was a roll of the dice and it just kind of threw stuff out at you. Same with the skills too, right? Just kind of threw out some skills at random. It didn't allow you to like, hey, I want adventure skills or I want a Lego skills or I want a Marvel, you know, some sort of categorization that would potentially make it easier for you to find something for little Johnny to do. So that's kind of frustrating. Now, the other thing that's kind of frustrating here is the podcast thing, because you noticed it went straight into the podcast and didn't even offer any options. Now, I think when I originally did this, it may have offered some options, but there's really no way to get back to the options, I don't think. It just started playing the one I played before. So, and you can use the phrase podcast and things like that. And it'll basically say that it can't recommend podcasts. So that's kind of a goofy way, unless there's some other skill, and I've tried using the phrase Amazon Kids Podcast, which is the nomenclature they use. You know, I say search Amazon Kids Podcast for Heroes or History or Space. It doesn't seem to be any real way to surface what those podcasts are. So unless little Johnny's got a tablet or you as a parent look through the network to see what is available, I don't know how you would surface it, since the Amazon Kids thing, which generally surfaces a lot of this stuff, doesn't seem to surface any optional podcast. And here's another opportunity for me to get up on my soapbox again. The podcast feature is only available through the paid subscription service for kids. Now, I understand that's premium content without commercials, which is a great thing about all this Kids Plus subscription stuff as a parent. But you know, if I'm using the free Amazon Kids feature, which is probably more than sufficient for setting up little Johnny for reminders to go to school and his school bus is about to arrive and it's time to clean your room and all that kind of stuff, there's no way I can approve or whitelist child-appropriate podcasts to little Johnny just using the free Amazon Kids. Podcast is only available through the Plus subscription. And so that's kind of goofy. And even if it wasn't in their current database, maybe say some sort of science podcast or NASA podcast I want little Johnny to have access to, there's There's no seeming way to do that. So I find that a little disappointing because there's a lot of free podcasts out there that would be great. And as a parent, you might be totally fine with them, you know, playing a commercial about this or that. So that's a little disappointing and a little troublesome to kind of figure out. But anyway, there is a lot of content out there. And if anything, I find the gatekeepers here surfacing that content kind of challenging. But it may not be that bad if little Johnny's got a Fire tablet and he can kind of thumb through that, or mom and dad can kind of thumb through it and find some shows that are good. Now, the one we just saw where it had the little kids about aliens podcast was kind of neat too. There is that was a serial structured podcast versus a traditional podcast. So it started with episode 1 and moved to episode 2, episode 3, episode 4 from the beginning forward, while a more traditional podcast, like let's say a news podcast for like Little Johnny, starts from today, which is the most current, and then works its way backwards. And generally you're just going to listen to today's episode and then stop it and then ask for the news the next day, and it's going to play the most current podcast as well. So kind of cool that they have access to both of those kind of types of podcasts. All right, well, that will basically wrap things up. There are still a lot of issues. I feel like this product hasn't been really refined a lot. I feel like, I haven't seen any growth or development in this in at least a year or so. Now, the content may have grown, but the actual interface, the tools for the parents to go in and add or delete content and make future customizations is just really stagnant. I haven't seen any innovations there. Now, if you do go on the app, which is called Amazon Kids, might be called Amazon Kids Plus app on an iPhone, tablet, smartphone, whatever, it's designed so the kids can go in there and you log in Little Johnny, but there's a grown-up mode you can hit there, and that will take you over to some of the grown-up features so you can tailor what you want Little Johnny to have access to. And you can, inside those independent catalogs, let's say there's even movies or a game earmarked okay for 13-year-olds, if you don't want your 13-year-old to have access to it, you can say no. But all of those interfaces are very clunky, haven't been refined very much. There's a lot of fluff there, you know, advocating, whoa, as a parent, you can blah, 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 blah. But you really got poor, poor implementations of this. And I will add, too, that I've been using this kid stuff around the house a lot lately just to see what could be done and what could not be done. Like, you do have some weird stuff, like, that allow access to home automation, but not certain home automation things. Like, little Johnny could control the lights, but he can't control the microwave, which maybe that's okay. But it would be nice to see more controls in here for parents. Just more and more and more controls and a more mature interface. Okay, well, if you have thoughts or suggestions, or there's something I missed, maybe you've been doing this a lot longer with your kids and you know how this thing works, or you are aware of other skills that I didn't immediately surface by looking through the skills database that are for kids or specifically made by Amazon, then by all means, or you have a more familiarity with this podcast feature for Kids Plus, please, by all means, reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. And you can also email us too, old-fashioned email, at info@goodwillvalleys.com. And that's Valleys with an S. Now, if you do that, please put in the post or in the subject line of the email trying to reach the Echo Tips podcast or Dave with the New Vision program, and that message will find its way to me. Well, I would usually at this moment say it's time to turn the ears back on your Echo, but you probably didn't have to shut them off unless your wake word was Ziggy. But if you did, you can turn them back on now and start practicing some of the many, many things that you've learned. I'm David Ward for the New Vision program, and as always, we do thank you for listening.
Thanks, Dave. Let me tell you a bit more. Let me put on my official sounding voice. Ahem, ahem. This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision. Phew! Thanks for listening.